Lift your voice and say,
Anasi, Alleluia, Jehovah, Meliwo, Meliwo.
Come on. Sing it again, come on. Anasi, alleluia. I'd like you to lift your voice this morning and say, Father, bring your word to me with great power. Bring me to an understanding. Let your anointing rest upon me. Let light come to me. Let your word change my life. Is someone praying this morning? Lord, visit me. Visit me. Turn my life around. Give me a testimony. Labadedo shikite hande kanika me afiko sikite ala jizida embrikiti kutifa da andakaya ibatosi ke vidus kabrahanasha yezizika fahasheteri naska. Lord, we trust you this morning that you will change our lives, that we will have testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can I say amen? Let your name be the loudest.
Amen.
Let your name be the loudest.
Amen.
On some God we trust you. That once again you will illuminate our heart. You will bring us to an understanding.
Amen.
You will visit us like never before.
Amen.
And everyone here, we have a testimony.
Amen.
If you are saying, let it may be the loudest.
Amen.
Celebrate Jesus and take your seat. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let me celebrate the choir, please. Let me celebrate the choir. Praise God. I want to welcome everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want to thank God for the gift of life is given to every one of us, and the privilege to come worship at His presence this morning. It's such a privilege anytime we are here to worship. Hallelujah. There's no place better than here. Not nightclub. Nothing. There's no place better than worshiping together in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Last week, the Lord opened our understanding. We began to look at a very interesting subject. And I believe that the Lord has begun to, by the ministry of that message, the Lord has begun to make Himself manifest in our lives. We began to look at the subject, engaging the supernatural. And we began by looking at the consciousness, the awareness we come to when we engage the supernatural, and coming to the awareness of the presence of the atmosphere that we carry as children of God. And we were looking at it from the perspective of angels. We began to see and look into the ministry of angels, how God has designed angels to serve man, especially the saints. And we began to see the limitations, their jurisdictions, and that angels have boundaries. Let me tell your neighbor, say, angels have boundaries. Let me tell your neighbor, say, angels have limitations. Yeah. And so I'm going to do a brief recap, then we'll continue from there. Meanwhile, the Lord spoke to me about a message I preach somewhere in Osun State, Ondo, Osun State, or somewhere. And I saw that I was preaching the same message in this congregation. And I told my wife this morning, I said, God want me to preach that message. So let's probably see how we are going to tie both together. And let's see how God will, you know, manifest Himself in our lives. Hallelujah. One of the limitations of angels And one of the things that we must not do when we receive the visitation of an angel is that you must not worship an angel. Yeah. And we saw that in the book of Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10, where John was trying to worship an angel, and the angel of the Lord said to him, "Alas, be warned, don't do it, don't try it." And the angel told him, he said, "I'm a servant, just as you are, bearing the testimony of Jesus, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Praise God. Come on, I say, praise God. And so, we saw that angels don't operate from inside of human beings. Angels operate. It is the Holy Ghost that has the resident permit in the life of a believer. Only the Holy Ghost can stay inside. I think I like the sound the way it is, so just leave it. It gets me distracted when you tune it. Hallelujah. So, the ministry of angels, we must know the cautions behind it. We have had people who have visited, who have been visited by angels, and because they don't know these limitations and boundaries, they submitted to the ministry of demons. Somebody built a church here in Ibadan, and I heard about it. She built a church here in Ibadan, and one day woke up and said that the Lord appeared to her and told her to turn the church into a mosque. And, you know, if you inquire from such a person, she probably have seen a supernatural being, but could not relate with knowledge. You can't relate with the supernatural if you are ignorant. You'll be a victim. I've had people share revelations of how they saw an image appear to them, and from there, they began a ministry. And so we must be cautious, because you like it or not, when you engage in exercise like prayer and fasting, your spirit is open unto the supernatural. So you will see things. And if you are not taught properly, you will engage with spirits that you shouldn't engage with. And I pray the Lord will give us an understanding in Jesus' name. Our anchor scripture is in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. We began to look at it from verse 22. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's look at it briefly. I have a lot to share with you, so we are going to be very fast today. Hebrews 12 and from verse 22. Praise God. Okay, let somebody read for us as we wait for media. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, innumerable company, the myriads of angels in festive gathering. And so, wherever we are gathered, we have them in numbers. I told you last week, I said, if somebody say, "I see a vision that angels are here," either he's lying or he's saying the truth. It is true that angels are always gathered wherever we are gathered. So if somebody say, "As we are gathered, I see the angel," they are supposed to be gathered because they serve us. Anytime we are gathered to serve God, angels are gathered also. So the Bible says we have come to a company. An individual of us, we have guardian angels. We're able to see in Matthew chapter 18 verse 10 how Jesus was talking about children. He said, "Their angels stand before my Father in heaven." And so, when God gives these angels, the angels don't depart from us. Probably they depart at the point of death. So, we must know some of these limitations and walk around them. And a few and very important things I would like us to look at is the life of Jesus. All through, from birth till resurrection, you see the ministry of angels scattered around the ministry of Jesus. The Bible says angels came to announce when he was born. Angels were in the manger where he was born. They were there all around. At the time Jesus in Gethsemane, very important. I love that scripture, Luke chapter 22. Look at it from verse 43. Luke 2. Give it to me from verse 43. Luke 22 from verse 43. the book of Mark or Matthew, in the accounts of where Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. After the devil left, the Bible says angels came and ministered to him. Hallelujah. Angels came. If Jesus enjoyed the ministry of angels, why will I not? If Jesus enjoyed the ministry, why will I be an exception? So the Bible said they ministered unto him, they appeared unto him, and an angel from heaven strengthening him. I'd like you to help me look at it from the Message version. Very important. You find it in the Message version. While they are looking at the Message version, give me Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. Matthew 4, verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. I love the way the Message version. Let me read the Message version. At once. Yes. Yes. The Message version in Matthew chapter 4 verse 11. Matthew 4, 11. The text was over. The devil left. In the place of the devil, angels came and took care of Jesus. I love that. The Bible says, as the devil left, angels came and took, the devil was disturbing him. And the Bible says angels came and took over. Read that place again. They took care of Jesus. Now, listen to me. As I was sitting there, the Lord said, are you seeing this? I said, what is this? He said, they serve him as a man and they serve him as a God. Because their first ministry is that the Bible says they are ministry spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. So they serve Jesus as man and they serve him as God. If you look all around, angels from birth, even after he left, angels were still watching his tombs where he was buried. The Bible says, and when Mary came, she didn't see Jesus. It was an angel that told them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He has left. He's not here. I'm sure that angel is still in that place in Jerusalem. Only those who go for pilgrimage, but they won't listen. Yeah, quite often see Jesus now working. Shout hallelujah. So I said to myself, if Jesus, all his life, we enjoy the ministry of angels. If we are joint heirs, whatever he enjoy, I will enjoy. And I told you, I said, many of you are so fantasized, or you love the excitements of talking about angels. Like people want to see angels. Some people, their desperation is what took them into trouble. If you are desperate, you don't need to be desperate to see your servant. I must see angels. What's your testimony of angels? How many angels have you seen? I don't need to see them as far as my need is met. But apparently, every one of you here have seen an angel one time or the other. How? You have seen an angel because the Bible says some of you have entertained angels and you didn't know. Because angels can transform into a man and pay you a visit. When they came to the house of Abraham, the day Abraham will be visited for the visitation of having Isaac, they didn't come with wings. The Bible said they came as three men. But Holy Spirit, thank you. Abraham, who was conscious, the Bible says he sat down, always waiting on the Lord. He saw them that these people are not just men. He called them. How do you call men whom you have not seen before to come inside of your house? He didn't say they should come alone. He said, come and eat. Abraham discerned something. May your discernment be activated. Do you know how painful it will be that an angel come to you in the form of a man, but you insulted the angel? And after the angel is gone, you now realize that you actually met the angel of the Lord. Let me share the testimony of one of my friends God wanting to bring him into the miraculous. And so he saw someone who was lame and blind. And God said, go and pray for that person, and the person will see and he will walk. And he said, fear caught his heart and said, what of if he didn't walk? See, just go and do it. He said, he thought about it. And there are a lot of people around that. This embarrassment. No, listen, I'm not the one that will be embarrassed. I'm only trying to help. And the power is not from me, it's from God. So the embarrassment is not mine. If it didn't work, I'm only trying to help. But ego will not allow us. Ego. And he said, as soon as he turned, almost wanting to leave, he heard, say, look again. As soon as you look, the image and the person has disappeared. And he was shivering. He realized that he just had an encounter with an angel. God wanted to bring him into the miraculous. So if an angel transformed into a man and positioned himself like someone that was sick. So imagine praying for an angel. It's a miracle waiting to happen. May you recognize divine visitation. If you are the one I pray for, let your name be the loudest. A lot about, you know, the ministry of angels around the ministry of Jesus. They did a lot. And the Bible says, even when Jesus will be coming back, his entourage will be angels. Praise God. Last week, my wife, as soon as we got home last week, my wife was listening to, Reverend Jade Tomobi, the service, Sunday service. And he was saying the same thing I taught here. My wife was like, is it that God visit people and say, teach my children the same thing? He was saying the same thing. He said he was in Port Harcourt church, and he was saying he went for a program with two people. One person drove and one person was his protocol. He said they came down from the car, and as they were coming into the church, he saw the ushers ran inside and were chasing people away from the front street. So they chased people away from like 15 seats. And when he came inside, they now said, but we saw about 15 people following you. He said, no, we're just three of us. He called a witness. He said, am I the only one seeing it? He said, there were other people that saw it, that 15 people came out. Now, how do 15 people come out of one car? See, when you are not aware of this, you walk with a mindset of being lonely. Hallelujah. So, you see, I just say, okay, maybe, you know, I told you, I said, I didn't want to preach that message. I don't like preaching about angels. I don't like talking about angels. I don't like it. Maybe because of all kind of errors around the ministry of angels. I don't just like, but the Lord kept bringing, he said, teach about this. So I believe it is a season of visitation for the church. Is somebody saying amen to that? And you will not miss yours. If you are the one I'm praying for, let amen be the loudest. Let me show you a scripture in Psalm 91 and from verse 9, very important. Psalm 91. I want it read in the Message version. Just the Message version. Psalm 91. Somebody should get a mic, and read the Message version. Give someone the mic, maybe from the choir. Help me read the Message version. Very important. There's something I want you to see. Very, very important. Who is reading? Verse 9. Please come and read. Come and read from verse 9. The message, you have it, the message. Who has the message version? Okay, give her the microphone. Let her read. Very quickly, please. Make it fast. I want you to see something very interesting. Because God is your refuge.
Your very own home.
God, your very own home. Go on. Evil cannot get close to you. I like you to say that to yourself. Say, evil cannot get close to me. I'm trying to bring you to a consciousness of the security around you. Evil cannot get close to me. I, Jeru Bobadari, evil cannot get. And you will see the reason David is saying this. You see. Oh, now go on.
Harm can't get through the door.
Harm cannot get through the door.
He ordered his angels to guard you wherever
he ordered
you.
His angels to guide you. How?
Wherever you go.
Wherever you go. He has ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. Anywhere. You are in a journey. Anywhere you are, angels are on assignment watching on you based on your yieldedness to his assignment. Because when Yoruba people say, Olorun moja lobi si, Oluwa ibi toju re o si, moja lobe. It's a good prayer. Because angels will not follow you everywhere. If you are going to mess up, one has him, you are not part of it. If you are going on an errand, God didn't send you, they won't go with you. Go on.
If you stumble, they will catch you.
If you stumble, they will catch you. Go on.
Their job is to keep you from falling.
Eh? Did I just hear their job? Their own job is to keep you from falling. Go on.
You would walk unharmed among lions and snakes.
Come on.
And kick young lions and serpents.
Now, that was the experience of Daniel, you know. The Bible says, and Daniel answered the king and said, the angel of the Lord, who am I, sir? I shut the mouth of the lions. They couldn't do anything. Lions became like a pet dog. Angels are designed to be so mysterious by nature because of the functions they need to serve man. 104 and verse 4, he make his angels wing and his servants flaming. Still the angels he's talking about. It's still the angels. He make his angels wings and his servants flames of fire. They are like flames of fire in their operation. Like wings. So anywhere you go, he has ordered his angels to go with you. You know, I was traveling. Lately I've just been traveling, you know, few traveling and I've been going alone, driving myself. So, my wife now called me and said, are you the only one going on that journey? I said, I'm not the one. I'm not the only one. If 15 angels or about 15 angels will follow one man to administration, me too, they are following me. And you know, for a child of God, angels are following you. If you are not a child of God, demons are following you. They are fully. He has ordered his angels. Yeah. So if somebody tell you, I ain't tell you, I want to know, don't tell me. They are ministers, ministering spirit, sent to minister to the heads of salvation. They are following me. So if you want to dear me, get ready to fight flaming fire. How many of you remember the story of Daniel? Daniel was praying and the Lord said to him, he says, since the day you started praying, I answered. I sent the angel of the Lord to answer you. He said, but the angel was hindered. He said, but Michael has been sent for that kind of assignment. See, Michael has been sent to fight your battle. Go. I was reading the story of Babori Molade. I found very interesting a story. Very interesting. If you have not read this book, please go and read. One of the things that was evident in his ministry was the ministry of angels. They were seeing angels everywhere. How many of you? Some of you are still young in the CRS. But Awatati Dagbaninu Serafu by. Let me tell you a small story. How many of you have seen one kind of garment that has something like this? The design is, I need someone to help me sew that kind of garment. Have one kind of design like this, zigzag, zigzag. Old fathers. In fact, some of the fathers don't wear it now. What they wear now is fitted. They don't wear that kind of fitted, no one's it.
They saw in the spirit how their garment should be designed. The ministry of angels all around them. So, they were in Lagos worshiping. You know, Baba was one of the apostles God used to chase evil in Africa. Igunu people were the one holding Lagos from them. With the aid of the ministry of angels and the anointing of God on his life. So, they were having revival. So, one of these herbalists in that environment, all his customers have left. They are now in Baba's revival. All the people that were giving him money, he was doing, all of them were in Baba Orimolade's revival. So, he now went and said, who is this man? So, he warned him. He discovered that he could not stop this man. No customer again. No customer. Because a man entered the city. Remember the story of Billy Graham, how he will enter a city and police will not find someone to arrest. No crime. After 7 days of crusade, nobody to arrest again. Lives are changed. So, this man decided that he was going to afflict one of the members. He came with charms. So he saw a lady came out wanting to go and ease herself. So he followed her from behind so that he will hit her and run away. As the lady stooped down to ease herself, the man came from behind. When he came from behind, he saw a leg like mountain standing beside the lady that was easing herself. When he saw, he looked from ground. And did not see the head. The head went into heaven. It was there. He started shouting, "Help me!" He became a member from there. And he saw, it was him himself that was testifying that as soon as he got close to the lady, he said he saw an angel. And it was Michael he saw. That was why in the CNS team, you'll be any Michael Olusegun Yara Sokalewa Oni Nishegun Re. Where error came in was that they didn't stay within the jurisdiction of what God said angels are. That was where trouble came in the CNS. But their ministry was real. They say he saw from his head down was fire. He saw in his hand. He said so he could not get close. He rather start shouting for help. I told you last week of an angel John was describing that he saw. He said one of his leg was in this one on the ground. Some of you, if you see angel once, as mysterious as they look, in the hierarchy of spirit, you are higher than them. I know who God says I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of our time, I'd like to show you more scriptures. I'd like to show you. Look at the ministry of Paul too. Paul is one person I'd like us to. You see how angels aided his ministry, you know, all through angels. Now, okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just reminded me of something that he wanted me to tell you. How many of you remember that the Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 12, because of our time, let me just give you a breakdown. Acts chapter 12, the Bible says, and Herod began to afflict the church, threatening the church, began to kill. He killed their pastor, James. Now, he took the PRO of the church, Peter, the man who was always speaking. And the Bible says, intercession. One thing I want you to know, anytime intercession begins, angels are called to assignment. Anytime brethren begin to intercede, they swing into action. That's why you can be here and effect something anywhere, for his angels are winds. They can appear at your command anywhere. You can be here and be changing things in London and you are in Nigeria. And so, the Bible says intercession began for Paul. And they were interceding. They were praying for Paul. And the Bible says, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in prison. Now, look at that. The Bible says, as the angel touched him, chain fell. Chain fell like thread. It was so mysterious that Paul did not believe it was a reality. The Bible says he thought he was in a vision. The Bible says, and the angel came before a particular gate, a iron gate. The Bible says the iron gate opened on its own accord. Nobody touched the gate. On its own accord, iron melted. Interestingly, if you study till the end of chapter 12, the Bible says, an angel killed Herod. So that Paul will not go back there again. Sorry, Peter. So that Peter will not go back there again. Angel struck him. May angel fight for you. Everyone who is standing like Herod against you. You know, I love one song. Emi ko ni mo pa o, ota mi lo para re. Ejo kiri. Egbo, angeli luyun ki se mi bibo. The Bible say Herod so so ku so. Even people called him, you are God. And the Bible says he too accepted it. And the angel of the Lord struck him. And warmth started coming. As if he was dead 7 days before. They backdated his death. And warmth started coming out. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm not fighting any battle alone. And that's why you have any battle you are engaged in, you won before it started. When you don't understand the ministry of angel, you'll be doing some of these things that people do in church today. For me, it's just a mockery of self. You ask people to bring koboko to church to come and beat their enemy. I saw one poster. A man of God had cutlass. You don't need all that. The weapon of our warfare. There's no doubt we are in a warfare, but we have a weapon. Aliska Manderi Zukwa. I like warfare prayer. It gives me a confidence that I'm winning. I'm a winner all the time. Praise God. You know, imitate me to enjoy Kerubu. Praise God. One of the assignments of the cherubims is warfare. I hope you know that. Anywhere there's a need for security, you don't see any other angel, is the cherubims. Maximum security, the guardian of angels, they were two. They are still there with flame of fire, with sword of fire. The Bible talking about the ark of covenant, and on it, the mercy seat. And that mercy seat is a symbol of the very presence of God, where God stays. The Bible says, there are two cherubims with wings. Anywhere there's a need for maximum security, God will put them there. You don't dare. But well, since the day scientists have been looking for the Garden of Eden, how many of them have found it? Because the people securing it are dangerous. Or the angels, rather. Don't get near to such places. Praise God. Say, I am not alone. Come and say, let me say, I'm not alone. Now look at, let me show you a few things about the ministry of Paul. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 27, verse 23, give it to me here. Acts 27 and verse 23. Acts, for there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord, whom I am and whom I serve. Hello. If you serve God well, angels will serve you well. This man was a prisoner speaking. For there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord. Now let me tell you something. The angel of the Lord that stood by Paul has always been there. But it was just made to see, because a shipwreck happened and they were all in the danger of death. So God opened his eyes to see what was with him and who was with him. So that he will know that if this ship will sink, you are sinking with an angel, and which is not possible. So that angel, he said, for there stood by me this night, the angel of the Lord. Now that angel has been, since the day he met with Christ, this angel has been with him. But to assure him and to assure everyone that was in that ship, they made him to see whose I am and whom I serve. He didn't say the angel I serve. Look at it very well. He said the angel, therefore, there stood by me this night, the angel of God, whom I am. Not the angel, but the angel of God, whom I am, whom I serve. So he's not saying he's serving angel. He's saying the angel of God, whom I serve. So we don't serve angel. Angels serve us. We serve God. They serve us. How many of you know that it was angel that brought food to Elijah and said, you still have 40 days journey. 1 meal from an angel sustained a man for 40 days. Say, eat. Praise God. Come on, I say, praise God. Give me verse 24. Saying, fear not, Paul. This was what the angel told him. Thou shalt be brought before Caesar. And lo, God had given thee all them that sail with thee. Say, because of Paul, nobody is going down. Because Paul is here, no one. Including those who captured him. None will die because you are here. Verse 25. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Look at verse 26. Howbeit, we must be cast upon our island. Shout hallelujah. Now, if you read further, you will see how in the consciousness of this presence, after they came to the island, the Bible says, a snake fastened itself unto Paul, wanting to kill Paul. He's been beaten already. He had this, it was that consciousness. The Bible says he shook the snake. When people were around, saw him, the barbarians, they said, this man must have done one evil. And now, Nemesis is catching up with him. The Bible says, in their very presence, he shook the snake away. Now, it was, you know, you don't bite you and you just, the reaction should be, help me. The reaction of an ordinary man. But the reaction of a man who interfaces with the supernatural is not a normal reaction. The Bible says he shook. He shook. Somebody was sharing with me how God, you know, and like if you go to the book of Revelation, you see how the church, every church established by Christ has an angel. I hope you have seen that. I've taught this in Bible study before. The Bible says, he that has the seven stars. Now, if you read in the Bible, angels are called stars, or they are called the sons of God. In the Old Testament, they are referred to as stars. That's why the Lucifer was called the morning star. Now, Jesus was called the light of the morning star. So it is Jesus that gives light even unto angels. The light of the morning stars. So they are called stars. If you read those testimonies, stars, or they are called angels. So the Bible speaking about he that had the seven stars, which was the seven churches, the angels of the seven churches. So spirit life has an angel. I'm not saying you should go and be praying to see the angel of spirit life. Please don't do it. As far as we have been served, we don't need to see them. Praise God. If I say hallelujah, let you maybe the loudest. Now, the most secured place to engage the supernatural, the most secured, is the Word of God. The Word of God. Don't joke with the Word of God. And let me tell you something. I would rather love to have an encounter in the Word than seeing an angel. Talk to me, everybody. Are you getting what I'm saying? Would rather love to have an encounter in the Word of God than just seeing an angel. a lot of people who saw it and their life doesn't look like they have seen anything. But if you stay in the Word, now let me show you the scripture. Hebrews chapter 4 and from verse 12. Hebrew 4 and from verse 12. Very important. For the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's piercing even to the dividings asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent. Listen, everything about the supernatural is just here. If you engage, the Word of God is living and it is powerful. The entrance of your word giveth light and understanding. He says, thy word is the lamp unto my feet. I talk to you, the Word of God is the doorway into the supernatural. I don't listen to you if you are not a student of the Word and you tell me you have an encounter. Your encounter has an error. I can assure you, if you are ignorant in the Word of God, there will always be you always come out a victim in a spiritual encounter. But a man who is filled with God's Word, we know. An angel of the devil appears to someone and says, I am your savior. Die for you. Imagine that woman doesn't know about the death and resurrection. She'll be waiting, like the Jews are still waiting for another Jesus to die. So the Word of God is such a powerful tool. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you, the supernatural is as simple as this. Anytime you open the Word of God, you are engaging the supernatural already. Not until you see some mystical things appeared unto you. How many of you agree with me or will agree with me that anytime you stay in constant study and consistent study of the Word of God, you feel in your spirit that something is being altered. At times, it makes you shout. At times, it makes you cry. At times, it makes you keep quiet. For hours, you don't know what to say. You are just quiet. That is what we call engaging in it. So it's not until something mystical or you see three. Today, if somebody see a three, the three shake like this, maybe it was the wind. They will say, some, they will build a God, a doctrine around the tree. But the supernatural begins from engaging in the Word of God. Like two nights ago, I was studying Genesis. I was studying Exodus. As I was studying Exodus, I came in encounter with the Word of God. As I came in encounter with that word, my heart was altered. The Bible says, the children of Israel were in war. And Moses had to go to a mountain. Because his hand lifting the rod up, it is what will give Israel victory. It is not their sword or expertise that will give them victory in the battle. As far as the rod of Moses is up, the Bible says Moses became tired and his hand was coming down and Israel was being killed because the hand of the prophet was coming down. And the Bible says Aaron and Hur went and mounted stones. Somebody say strategy. They mounted stones. Listen, whatever will keep you awake to pray, do it. If it is remaining in the shower to stay awake, on the shower, let water be dropping on your head. As far as your hand is still up. I could not stop. I told my wife, but sleep has caught her already. I said, let me do this alone. Let my rod remain standing. The Bible says, and they went. And the Bible says, the only way Israel will win is to have the hand. And the Bible says, Israel prevailed because Moses' hand remained up. So get ready for 4th of March. Now I was telling God, I said, it is the preacher that should see what I'm seeing. And I'm going to share that scripture with him. The Bible says, as far as the rod of Moses remained, even though he's natural man, there was strategy. Strategy was just the wisdom of God. And the Bible said they mounted stones to keep his hand up. And the hand was up. And Israel prevailed not by their sword. They prevailed not by their expertise in war. They prevailed the rod. The rod of intercession. Now, do you think Moses just lifted only rod? No. Igunde gibiku shekita kata. Eli no 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 ndebiki kushikutika. Warfare! Warfare! I could, as soon as that sort of, I've been reading Exodus several times. But that light dawned on me. And I prayed. I prayed. Until there's a witness in my spirit. Yeah, that you have altered something. Then I was able to sleep. May you not be able to sleep until something is altered. Some of you, you need to be delivered from sleep. Imagine Moses slept off. Before he wake up, all Israel would have been killed. He would just wake up and he's not leading anybody again. He'll be the only living leader. Rise up to your feet. I give you 1 minute to provoke. Provoke the spirit! Nana mabo shata kata. Elene mananesh. Kapas kadena. Redevana costificata. I know the presence that I carry. I know the atmosphere around me. I know. Shayaya. Kibikapa. Medina. Kiska. Liska proteshatina. Atanina dikaya. Ribamama wasikapata. Rapakata kapoka. Metsikina. Frendes kapusa. Lekipikusa. Yekanda. Menina. Skadaya. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let me share an experience of the supernatural I had. Last year, October, I went for 72 hours. Prophet Abraham intercession program, and I was called to minister. As soon as I get there, I felt the power of God enveloped me. And the Lord said I should stretch my hand over the congregation. I pray, and I pray for them, and I left. When I slept, I was partly conscious. While I was sleeping, in my right hand, I saw a sword blazing. And the Lord said, it was that sword I asked you to stretch. When I say stretch your hand. People started calling me and said, that prayer you prayed touched my life. But me, it was physically you were seeing just my hand. But when I got home at night, God said, what I say you should stretch, it was not just a hand. I saw. And at times, if I just do my hand like this, I just have a feeling something is there. Be careful with me. Be careful with me. Ah. Celebrate Jesus in this place.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Mande brakata de koshte vinas.
Hallelujah.
We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.